家早。
Great to see you.
很高兴能看到大家。
Does anybody recognize who that is?
大家认得这一个人是谁吗？
Yes, yes, yes.
是的。
Saint Francis of Assisi.
是的。是的，是亚西西的圣法兰西斯。
He's a well-known, excuse me, a Catholic monk, and he had great compassion for animals.
他是一个天主教的一个圣徒，他非常的对动物有非常有怜悯。
Yeah, you almost always see him whenever he's portrayed. He's always surrounded by animals.
所以当你看到他的画像的时候，他都是被动物一群动物围绕着的。
And just while I have that thought in your mind, there's another person who is surrounded by animals at his birth. Who's that?
你有没有想到还有另外一个人，当他出生的时候，也有一群动物围绕着他？你有想到是谁？
耶稣。
是的，是耶稣。
Jesus is born. He's in the manger. Animals all around him. Saint Francis is like that.
是的，当耶稣降生的时候，他是降生在马槽里，所以周围有很多的动物围绕着他，跟这个圣法兰西斯一样，常常有动物。
Jesus, as the Creator, he loves all those animals.
耶稣他是创造主，所以他喜欢一切他所造的。
Now, Saint Francis, he's born in Italy in about 1200 AD.
圣法兰西斯是在意大利出生，大概在主后1200年的时候。
The reason I'm going to show you his picture is because of something that he said.
我把他的画像显示出来，是因为他曾经说过这样的话。
Okay, preach Jesus.
我们要传讲耶稣。
And if necessary, use words.
如果必要的话，才用言语。
Now that's like shocking kind of a statement, right? How can I preach Jesus without using words?
这是很令人震惊的一句话。我们怎么能够传扬耶稣而不用言语呢？
I think Saint Francis got this idea when he read 1 Peter chapter 3.
所以我想圣法兰西斯他是从彼得的书信里头得到这样的一个概念。
This is where we are today, 1 Peter chapter 3.
这是我们今天所要讲的彼得前书第三章。
And here it is, without words. Wives, in the same way, submit yourselves to your own husbands so that any of them do not believe the word, they may be won over without words.
同样做妻子的，你们也应该顺服自己的丈夫，好使没有接受真道的丈夫能因你们的好行为受感化，你们用不着多说话。
Okay, so how are they going to be won over? By the behavior of their spouse.
就是他们的因为配偶的好行为使他们能够被赢回来。
So you can actually win people to faith in Jesus Christ without words.
所以我们是可以把人赢回到耶稣基督的信仰当中，而不是靠着言语的。
So this is important for you to understand because, to put it in another way, let me put it like this. Your actions speak louder than your words.
让我换一个方式来说，我们的行动是胜过雄辩的。
Many of us, when we're new Christians, we're intimidated by the idea of sharing our faith. That's the word evangelism.
我们基督徒呢，常常会感到害怕，就尤其是要跟别人传福音的时候。
We're going to go do evangelism, and people are like, evangelism, no, I can't do it.
当我们说到说我们要去传福音的时候，我们会感到非常害怕。
So you're trying to share your faith with people with your words. It can be intimidating.
所以当我们要用话语去跟别人传的时候，我们有的时候会感到害怕。
So here's the good news for you today. If the idea of sharing your faith is difficult for you, today you're going to see there's another way for you to share your faith in Christ.
所以如果你对用言语来传扬耶稣基督的福音感到有点害怕的话，我们今天会跟大家说一个另外的方式。
Good news. You can win people for Christ without even saying a word.
你可以不需要借着言语来为基督赢回灵魂。
Okay, let me pray.
让我们祷告。
So Heavenly Father, we're so blessed to come into your house this morning.
天父，我们真的是蒙受祝福，我们今天来到你的殿中。
Thank you for these that have come. May the message today encourage and bless.
愿今天在这里所传讲的讯息都能够祝福每一位。
Yeah, open our spiritual eyes, ears, hearts. May we hear your Holy Spirit.
真的是开我们灵性的眼睛、耳朵和心，让我们能够听到圣灵说话。
Change us, Lord, from the inside out. Change us to be more like Christ.
让我们从里到外，我们都得到更新，让我们更像耶稣基督。
Yeah, we ask in Jesus' name, Amen.
我们祷告奉基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so we're talking about husbands and wives today, and wives and husbands.
我们今天要谈这个妻子跟丈夫。
So Peter's going to specifically talk to you ladies this morning.
彼得呢，他今天是针对特别是对妇女来说的。
What he says also will apply to the men.
可是对男士也是一样可以应用的。
Because this is a continuation, Peter's talking about the idea of submission.
因为这是彼得呢，他持续他前面的有关于顺服的一个教导。
So submission to authority, and we looked at last time. You're going to submit to government authority.
这是对权威的一个顺服。上一次我们提到要对政府权威的一个顺服。
We talked about the idea of slaves submitting to their masters.
我们也提到说奴隶要对他的主人顺服。
Now, Jesus is a master.
耶稣他是一个主人。
But he's not this kind of a master.
可是他不是像这样子的主人。
This is Pharaoh, and Pharaoh is a harsh master.
这是埃及的法老。法老是一个严苛的主人。
He's like Satan. He is cruel and he dominates in a harsh, hard way.
就是跟撒旦一样法老呢，他是非常的严酷的。
Here's our master. He is like the good shepherd.
可是我们的主呢，是像好牧人一样。
So make no mistake. He is infinitely superior to us. He's our master.
我们要知道他是远远的超过我们，他是我们的主。
But he cares for his flock, he cares for you.
可是他关心他的羊群，他关心你。
So we want to be very clear, there are masters, and there's a world of difference between Satan as your master and Jesus as your master.
我们要知道他们这两者都是主人，可是呢，却是有天壤之别。
So speaking of this, Peter is going to say, wives, in the same way that you submit to the government and to Jesus as your master, in the same way, submit to your husband.
所以在这边彼得对做妻子的，他说，跟顺服政府，还有顺服这个主人一样，做妻子的你们也要顺服自己的丈夫。
Okay, there's a reason for the different roles. There's a role for the husband and a role for the wife, and it allows the family to function properly.
这个有妻子跟丈夫这样不同的角色在家庭里面，可以让家庭能够有序的进行运作。
You may have noticed this is Sesame Street.For Andy there.
你可能注意到这个是这个芝麻街里头的一个玩偶。
Okay, God does not create creatures with two heads. Generally, there's one head.
神他并没有创造一个两个头的一个被造物。
And why not?
为什么呢？
Because One head is going to say, I want to go right.
因为有一个头会说我要向右走。
The other head is going to say, no, 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 I want to go left.
另外一个会说我要向左走。
You can't have two heads, it doesn't work.
有两个头的话、是没有办法运作的。
If we do two heads, you're going to have conflict, you're going to have trouble.
如果有两个头的话，那就会有冲突，会有问题的。
So God is not a God of disorder, He's a God of peace.
我们的神，他并不是一个混乱的神，他是、和平的。
Oh, I'm already ahead. Well, I didn't even know I said this. So here is the idea of the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, and they're all God.
这边是一个有关于三一神的概念，圣父、圣子、圣灵，他们都是神。
So God the Father and God the Son, they're different in their roles, but they're fully God.
天父跟这个圣父跟圣子的，他们虽然有不同的角色，可是他们都是上帝。
God the Holy Spirit is fully God, yet His role is different from the role of the Father or the Son.
圣灵他也是完全的上帝可是他的角色跟圣父、圣子是不同的。
So the Son is not inferior to the Father.
圣子呢，他必跟圣父相比的话，他并没有低一级。
And yet the Son is going to submit.To the will of the Father.
可是呢，圣子他却顺服上天父的旨意。
So this is for the just like the, to make the family work. This is for the purpose of securing our salvation.
就像一个家庭能够正常的运作，在三一神里头，这样是要能确保我们的救恩能够完成。
So the Son, what we're going to call the second person of the Trinity, he's going to submit to the will of the Father.
圣子，我们说是三一神里头的第二个位格，他是顺服在天父的这个旨意之下。
So he takes on a human body, takes on flesh. That's the person of Jesus of Nazareth.
所以他道成肉身，他取了人的样式，就是耶稣基督。
And just as the Son is going to submit to the Father submits to, this is God, he submits to taking on the role of the Father for our salvation.
就像圣子他顺服，其实圣父他也顺服他作为一个父亲的一个角色。
Yeah, so what I'm saying is the whole Trinity is in agreement that this is how we're going to do it. And there's a head, and then there is submission within the Trinity.
所以在三一真神的这个概念里头呢，他们是非常和谐的，每个人都有他的，每一位都有他的角色。
But this does not mean the Father is like superior over Jesus and the Holy Spirit. They're all equal.
这并不是说这个圣父就比圣子或者是圣灵要高一等，他们是完全同等的。
Okay, so there's a separation of the roles in order for salvation. Does that make sense?
可是在他们所在救恩这个事情上面扮演不同的角色。
But each is fully God. Each person of the Trinity is fully God, equal in value.
每一个位格都是完全的神，他们是同样受荣耀的。
Okay, now some unbelievers say, "Oh, the Father is killing the Son. That's child abuse."
有人会说这个父亲杀了孩子，这真是一个天大的这个虐待儿童的事件。
You see how cruel the father is? He would kill his own son.
哪有一个父亲会这么残酷，要杀他的儿子呢？
Okay, unbelievers think that, but it's not true.
不信的人他们是这么想的，可是这不是事实。
So the son, speaking of giving his life, said this.
所以圣子他谈到他将他的生命舍去是这么说的。
Jesus said, "No one takes it from me; I lay it down of my own accord."
耶稣说没有人夺我的命去，是我自己舍的。
Okay, I have authority to lay it down and I have authority to take it up again.
我有权柄舍了，也有权柄取回来。
So Jesus is dying on the cross. It is 100% voluntary on the part of the Son.
所以耶稣他死在十字架上是百分之百自愿的。
And the Father giving His Son, it is 100% voluntary on the part of the Father.
而天父呢，他牺牲了他自己的爱子，这也是百分之百的自愿。
Ask yourself this question: Which role is more difficult? Is it more difficult for the Son, or is it more difficult for the Father?
你觉得哪一个比较困难？是这个子做的，还是父所做的？哪一个比较困难
呢？ The role of the Holy Spirit is to point us to Christ. We'll talk about that later. But between the Father and the Son, which do you think would be more difficult?
大家觉得这个圣父跟圣子他们的角色哪一个比较困难呢？
Here's the Father, and here's people, your Father, and here's people who are going to hurt your Son. They're going to torture him and kill him, and you have the power, you have the ability to stop it.
如果有一个父亲，他看到别人要伤害他的孩子，而且他有能力去保护的时候
，In one second, God the Father could have stopped the whole thing.
在一瞬间，天父他其实可以禁止一切的事情发生。
But he didn't.
可是他没有。
That's not because he's cruel.
但这不是因为他非常的残酷，
It's because he's in complete agreement with his son.
而是他是完全跟圣子是同意的，是合一的。
The son is in complete agreement with his father.
而圣子跟这个圣父也是完全同意的。
So all three persons of the Godhead, they are in agreement.In order for us to be saved, Jesus must do this. He must become a human and sacrifice himself for the forgiveness of our sin.
所以在这个三一神的三个位格当中，他们是完全的同意，就是当要这个成就这个救恩的时候，耶稣必须变成人的样式，并且死在十字架上。
So far from it being child abuse, what you're seeing is amazing love of God for us.
所以不是一个天大的虐待儿童的事件，而是一个奇异的爱。
So the point of that is that the Son submitting to the Father, it doesn't make him inferior. He's not less than God. He's fully God.
当圣子他顺服在天父的旨意之下，他并不表示他低天父一等。
So when Peter says wives submit to your husband, it doesn't mean the wife is inferior to the husband.
所以当彼得说你们做妻子的要顺服你们的丈夫，这并不表示说做妻子的是比丈夫低一等。
So,Brothers and sisters, we're talking about marriage and submission.
所以我们今天谈到这个婚姻，谈到顺服。
We're trying to line ourselves up with the teaching of God's word.
我们必须要把这些回归到圣经的教训上面。
So it is God who is the creator of marriage.
因为上帝他是这个婚姻的创造者。
You could read that in the first book of the Bible, in Genesis. You can read where God creates marriage.
你可以在圣经的第一部书《创世纪》里头就可以看到上帝他创造了婚姻。
The first marriage is the woman Eve was created for the man Adam.
这个圣经里这个第一窗的这个婚姻呢，就是夏娃。他被创造出来是要成为亚当的配偶。
So God created them. He created them male and female, and he blessed them.
所以上帝造男造女，而且祝福他们。
This is the origin of marriage.
所以这是婚姻的一个起源。
Okay, it's not a human invention.
这不是人的一个创造。
The marriage of a man and a woman, it's God's idea, God's creation.
所以一男一女的婚姻是神的想法, 是神所创造的。
The two become one flesh.
所以二人成为一体。
Jesus said,
耶稣说,
haven't you read that, this is Jesus' words, okay? At the beginning, the Creator made them male and female.
所以耶稣说, 那起初造人的是造男造女。
He said, for this reason, a man will leave his father and mother, be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh.
因此人要离开父母与妻子联合, 二人成为一体。
You're no longer two, you're one.
不再是两个人, 而是成为一体了。
Now, this is a very special thing, and we want to try to understand it. The Apostle Paul also says,
所以这是非常特别的事情。 使徒保罗也这样说,
this union of a man and a woman, marriage, it's also a picture of Christ and his bride.
所以一男一女这样的一个婚姻的图像其实也是讲到基督和他的新娘。
This is what's coming. The church is the bride. You are the bride of Christ.
所以教会是基督的新娘,你们是教会的新娘。
So, Paul says, wives, just like Peter, submit yourselves to your own husbands as you do to the Lord.
所以你们做妻子的, 要顺服自己的丈夫如同顺服主。
The husband is the head of the wife.
因为丈夫是妻子的头。
That's just as Christ is the head of the church.
就如同基督是教会的头。
So as the church submits to Christ, so wives also submit yourself to your husband.
所以教会怎样顺服基督, 妻子也要怎样凡事顺服丈夫。
Okay? All right. So without question, marriage, I'm trying to say marriage is a divine creation.
所以婚姻是一个神圣的创造。
And this is vital for building a strong family.
所以要建立一个 强壮的一个家庭是非常重要的。
If we have strong families, we'll have a strong society.
如果我们有一个强壮的家庭, 我们也能够建立一个强大的一个社会。
I want to give you one more point about marriage, and then we'll move on.
我要再讲一个有关于婚姻的一个要点。
So Jesus says another thing about marriage that's important.
耶稣也说了另外一件事情是很重要的。
He says marriage is for this age.
所以耶稣说这个婚姻呢是给这个世代的人。
The people of this age marry.
是在这个世代的人有这个嫁娶的事情。
But in the age to come, in the resurrection from the dead, guess what? There's no marriage.
可是在那将来的世界, 那从死里复活的人,他们是也不娶也不嫁。
So, other than this marriage, this woman is representing the church, his bride, other than this marriage between the church and Christ, we will not marry when we're in the kingdom.
除了就是未来这个耶稣基督跟教会的这个婚姻之外,在未来是没有嫁娶的事情。
So marriage is only for this age, that's why it's so special.
所以这个婚姻呢是给这个世代的，所以它是非常特别的。So
don't be fooled.
所以我们不要被欺骗了。There's
lots of things in our culture today that say, "Oh, marriage, it could be whatever."
我们不要被欺骗，因为现在这个世代说，哦，这个婚姻可以是这样，可以是那样。Satan
is a counterfeiter. He takes something that's good and real, and he counterfeits it.
这个撒旦呢，他是一个伪造者，他 把好的东西呢，他把它改变、改装，变成坏的。
The problem with the counterfeit is it may look really good. It looks good.
这些假的东西呢，它可能看外表看起来非常的好。
But it's worthless.
可是却是没有价值的。
Okay, the same idea with the teaching about marriage. God has defined marriage, not man.
所以就跟现在人想要定义婚姻一样，其实婚姻是上帝所创造的。
So if the culture tries to redefine what God has defined, the culture is wrong.
所以当这个社会如果他要重新定义这个婚姻，那这个社会其实是错误的。
The Bible says marriage should be honored by everyone.
圣经说婚姻人人都当尊重。
And the marriage bed kept pure.
床也不可污秽。
Because God will judge the adulterer.
因为这个苟合行淫的人，神必审判。
And all the sexually immoral.
这些苟合行淫的人，神必要审判。
Okay, I'm going to say it again. All the sexually immoral, God will judge.
所以这些苟合行淫的人，神必定要审判。
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So I hope we're clear. God divinely created marriage.
所以这个婚姻呢是神圣的一个创造。
So the wife submitting in the marriage, it's not something that's done to the wife.
所以这个妻子顺服并不是说有些什么事情做在了这个妻子身上。
Your submission in your marriage is something that you as the wife do by faith.
这个顺服呢是做妻子的凭信心所做的。
So it's a voluntary action.
所以是一个自愿的行动。
But it's willful, it's intentional on the part of the wife.
是有意志的，是有意的。
Okay, a Christian wife isn't forced to submit.
一个信基督的妻子呢，她并不是被强迫要顺服来信。
If God doesn't force the wife to submit to her husband.
上帝他并没有强迫这个妻子要去顺服他的丈夫。
I think there are other religions that do that.
其他有些宗教或许会这么样教导。
That's not the Christian way.
可是这不是基督信仰的教导。
Okay, so as you, as a wife, as you submit to your husband, I'm talking to my wife.
所以做妻子的你们要顺服你们的丈夫。
Okay, there are blessings that will come.
会有祝福临到。
Those are blessings you'll experience because of your faith.
你能够得到这祝福是因为你的信心。
Now, there are husbands, there are unbelieving husbands, and they won't respond to the words of their wives.
有些不信的丈夫呢，他们对妻子的话语并不听。
But they will see, they will observe, they will notice the behavior of their wives.
可是呢，他们却可以观察到、体验到这个妻子所表现出来的。
This is what Peter is talking about.
这是使徒彼得他所讲的。
Let me say it this way: Your behavior has greater power than your words.
所以你的行动比你所说的话更有力量。
All right, try this. What's the opposite of submission?
让我们想一想，什么是顺服的一个反面呢？
Opposite would be.
这反面就是
rebellion.
反抗
Yeah, I'm not submitting to you.
我不顺服你
So if you think in the Bible, who rebels in the Bible?
你在圣经里头，你想到有哪些背叛的人呢？反抗的人
You might think Adam and Eve.
你可能会想到亚当跟夏娃。
Adam and Eve certainly rebelled against God, right? They did not submit to His word.
这个亚当夏娃他们的确反抗了神，他们并没有听从神的话。
How about before Adam and Eve? Was there another rebellion?
可是，在亚当夏娃之前，大家还有想到谁是反抗吗
？Yeah. There was an angel. His name is Lucifer.
这里有一个天使，他的名字叫路西佛。
He rebelled against God.
他反叛了上帝。
Here he is. This is a picture and artist that I like this. He's in the Garden of Eden.
这幅画呢, 是讲这个, 路西佛,
you can just barely see back here, there's a man and a woman.
你可以看, 在背景呢, 可以看到有亚当跟夏娃在哪。
Here comes trouble.
所以这个问题来了。
So the Bible's going to say there's two spiritual pathways.
圣经上说这有两个灵性的道路。
You're either going to be with Christ in submission to the Word of God.
我们, 可以像耶稣基督一样顺服神的话。
Or you're going to follow Satan and be in rebellion against the Word of God.
或者是我们要像撒旦魔鬼一样，我们反抗神的话。
So Peter is going to introduce another important idea now. This was about submission, okay? So we want to follow Christ. We want to be in submission to the Word of God.
所以我们要效法基督，我们要顺服神的话。
Okay, the next point in Peter's letter is about beauty. And there's external beauty, and there's internal beauty.
另外, 彼得呢, 使徒彼得他也讲到有关于美丽的事情，有内在美，有外在美。
Now the Bible does not teach there's anything wrong or bad about external physical beauty.
在圣经神的教导，他并没有反对外在的一个美丽。
If you read the first chapter in a book called Esther, you read this.
如果大家读以斯帖记第一章。
King Xerxes called for his servants to bring before him Queen Vashti wearing her royal crown in order to display her beauty to the people and the nobles, for she was lovely to look at.
亚哈水鲁王呢，他请王后瓦什提头戴王后的冠冕到王面前，使各等臣民看她的美貌。
The Song of Solomon says, You are altogether beautiful, my darling, my beautiful. You're beautiful in every way.
在这个所罗门的这个雅歌里头呢，他提到我的佳偶，你全然美丽，毫无瑕疵。
How beautiful you are, how pleasing, my love, how full of delights.
我所爱的，你何其美好。 何其可悦, 使人欢畅喜乐。
So the point here, the God as the creator, he's aware of, he created physical beauty.
因为上帝他是创造主, 他创造了这个外表的美好。
So do you know who does the Bible say was perfect in beauty?
你知道圣经里头有描述, 谁是一个完全美丽的吗?
Who was perfect in beauty?
圣经所说的是这一位。
Perhaps speaking of Lucifer, the prophet Ezekiel says this.
在以西结书里头提到这个天使路西佛是这么说的。
This is what the sovereign Lord says. You were the seal of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty.
主耶和华如此说：“你无所不备，智慧充足，全然美丽。”You
were in the you were in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone adorned you.
你曾在伊甸神的园中佩戴各样宝石。You
were blameless in all your ways from the day you were created until wickedness was found in you.
你从受造之日所行的都完全，后来在你中间又查出不义。And
your heart became proud on account of your beauty.
你因美丽心中高傲，又因荣光败坏智慧。You
corrupted your wisdom because of your splendor.
你又因荣光败坏智慧。
So there's a problem if we put too much emphasis on external physical beauty.
当我们把太多的重点放在这个外在美 一个肉体的美丽的话，会出问题的。
But too much emphasis on that is spiritually dangerous.
如果是特别去强调的话，在灵性上会造成伤害。
Because it can produce pride.
因为它会造成我们的自高自大。
Okay, pride, one of the seven deadly sins. Pride, very dangerous.
骄傲是七大神所厌恶的罪之一。
Now here's what we teach to children.
我们这个教小孩子这个。
Anybody have one of those? Barbie.
有人有这个吗？芭比娃娃。
Yeah, image of physical beauty.
这是肉体上面的一个美丽。
And my daughter had this when she was growing up.
我的女儿有一个，当她长大的时候。
It kind of reminds me of Satan, even just the look of it.
你如果就是看着她，觉得她这是很美丽的啊。
But when we teach this to children when they grow up.
当我们教小孩子这样的话，他们长大就会变成像这张图一样。
There's a proverb that kind of speaks to this.
箴言是这样说的。
It says, like a gold ring in the snout of a pig is a woman who lacks discernment.
妇女美貌而无见识，就如同金环戴在猪鼻上。
So,As a man, you may desire this. It may look attractive to you, but it won't be worth it.
对一个男人来讲，这也许对你来讲很有吸引力，可是这其实并不值得。
Yeah. Now I can say it goes the same way for men. You, a gold ring in the snout of a pig, it could apply to men as well. You may be attracted to external physical beauty. It won't be worth it.
其实这也是可以应用在男士的身上。这个我们也许对这个外表的美丽强壮非常的在意。
So the Apostle Peter, he's warning us, if you call yourself a Christian,
所以这个使徒彼得呢，他就警告我们。
Okay, your beauty, it should not come from outward adornment, elaborate hairstyles, wearing gold jewelry and fine clothing.
所以他提醒这个基督的信徒。你们不要以外面的编头发、戴金饰、穿美衣为装饰。
Okay, back in the first century when Peter was writing in the Roman culture, this is typical of how women would braid their hair and they put fancy things in their hair.
在这个彼得那个时代，第一世纪罗马文化当中，女性通常会编头发或者卷头发，然后用珠宝和金饰来装饰。
And they did this to attract attention to themselves.
他们这样做呢，是因为能够吸引别人的目光。
And I don't know. I guess it can be attractive. You find that attractive?
大家也许看了是非常吸引人的。
But the point is, we don't want to flaunt your physical beauty. You don't want to exalt yourself. That's not in keeping with the humility of Christ.
可是我们不要炫耀我们身体的美貌，我们不要高举我们自己，因为这并不符合耶稣基督的谦卑。
Jesus said, "Whoever exalts themselves will be humbled."
凡自高的必降为卑，凡自卑的必升为高。
Here's the good news on that. So if you humble yourself, God will exalt you.
所以这是一个好消息。如果我们谦卑，神必将我们升为高。
So there's a contrast between the outer beauty and the inner beauty.
所以在这个外在美跟内在美是有很大的不同的。
In God's eyes, a beautiful woman is a gentle and quiet spirit.
在神的眼中，一个美丽的妇人呢，是温柔和安静的。
The opposite of a gentle and quiet spirit would be what?
跟这个温柔还有安静相对的是会是一个什么样子的呢？
Could be a violent or loud, a harsh spirit.
可能是这个比较残暴的啊，比较说话大声的这样子的。
So women, be careful in how you present yourself.
所以女士们要注意啊，你如何表现你自己。
It's not that the braiding of your hair is sinful, but it's more worthwhile to develop a godly character.
啊，并不是说啊，这个编头发不好，不可以。而是我们要来发展我们敬虔的品格是更重要的。
Now, women, don't worry. I'm just about to talk to the men, and it's going to be very similar.
啊，女士们不要紧张，我们啊将要啊跟男士们开始说了。
Yeah, before that, Peter uses the example of Sarah and Abraham.
啊，在这里，使徒彼得他用了一个例子，就是撒拉跟亚伯拉罕。
Guess what? Sarah and Abraham are married. They're husband and wife.
啊，撒拉跟亚伯拉罕他们啊，他们结婚，他们是夫妻。
So this would be Sarah. Here she is. She's making some bread. Here's Abraham speaking with some men, and he has servants.
啊，在这张图里头啊，撒拉在做面包，然后后面可以看到亚伯拉罕他在跟朋友说话，然后他有仆人。
And God spoke to Abraham, and he said, I want you to leave Ur and go to a place I will show you.
神上帝对亚伯拉罕说，你要离开你的家乡乌尔，到我所带你到的地方去。
Here's Abraham originally in Ur of the Chaldeans.
所以这个亚伯拉罕他原先的家是在乌尔这个地方。
He doesn't know exactly where he's going, but God tells him go, and I'll tell you when to stop. And he goes and goes and goes.
所以上帝跟亚伯拉罕讲说，你要离开我，然后你就往前走，直到我到啊带你到啊我要带你的地方。
And Abraham said to his wife, honey, I gotta go.
所以这个亚伯拉罕就跟他的妻子讲说，我必须要走了。
She said, where you go, I go.
所以撒拉就对亚伯拉罕讲说，你去哪里，我就跟着。
Okay, so Sarah, in submission to her husband, she called him Lord, actually.
所以撒拉她顺服亚伯拉罕，她称亚伯拉罕为主。
And she showed her husband honor and respect.
这向他表示尊荣和敬重。
Peter says, if you as a woman will imitate Sarah.
这个使徒彼得说妇女们，如果你们模仿撒拉的样式。
Okay, have faith like Sarah. Do good works. Don't neglect your responsibility to your husband.
他说你们要模仿撒拉的信。你们要行善，不要忽视你对丈夫的责任。
If you do that, then you're truly Sarah's daughters.
如果你这样做的话，你就真的是，就真是撒拉的女儿了。
And you don't do it out of fear, and you don't do it because you're forced to, but you do it in faith to God.
这不是因为恐惧，或者是你被强迫要这样做，而是因为你对上帝有信心。
Now, some people say, Sarah, was she a good person?
也许有人会说，撒拉，她是个好人吗？
She was not perfect.
她并不完美。
Here's the good news. God forgives Sarah's faults, and he celebrates her faith.
上帝呢，他原谅撒拉她不足的地方，而表扬她的美德。
God will do the same for you. He will forgive all your sin.He will celebrate your faith.
上帝也会这样对待我们，他原谅我们的罪，他也要表扬我们所行的善。
So the point, God is less concerned with the outer appearance of people.
所以彼得讲说，我们要注意我们的外表。
He's much more concerned with your inner character.
神他更注在我们注意我们的内在。
Okay, what is a good person, a person that's pleasing to God look like?
一个讨神喜悦的人是什么样子的呢？
Okay, if you want to be beautiful in the eyes of God, it looks like this.
你如果要在神眼中看为善的话，我们要这样做。
You're a kind person.
我们是善良的人。
You're an honest person.
我们是诚实的。
Okay, you're a faithful person.
我们是忠诚。
Okay, you're not just faithful to God, but you're also faithful to your spouse.
我们不仅对神忠诚，我们也对我们的配偶忠诚。
You're a person of prayer.
我们是一个祈祷的人。
You have compassion for the poor and for the sick.
我们对穷人、对病人有同情心。
And you're responsible. You're responsible. You take care of your family.
我们是有责任感的，我们照顾我们的家人。
Those are very pleasing in God's eyes.
这啊，在神眼中是看为美、看为善。
These are the kinds of things that make you beautiful in God's eyes. You're filled with the fruit of the Spirit.
啊，当我们有这个显出圣灵的果子的时候，我们在神上帝的眼中是美丽的。
So this tree, this old tree at the bottom represents the old you, and here is your spiritual birth in Christ, the new birth coming.
这个下面的这个老的树干呢，代表是我们的以前的老我，从上面长出来是。我们从圣灵新生之后长出来的一个新树，有果子。
It's the Spirit living in you that produces the fruit, and this is love and joy and peace.
圣灵在我们的心中长啊，让我们能够有圣灵的果子，像仁爱、喜乐、和平。
Yeah, that makes you beautiful in God's eyes.
这让我们在神的眼中是非常美丽的。
If you think about what does the Bible teach about the physical appearance of Jesus?
让我们来想想圣经是怎么描述耶稣他的外表。
It says this, he had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him.
圣经是这样描述耶稣的外貌，他无家型美容，我们看见他的时候也无美貌使我们羡慕他。
He was despised, rejected by mankind, a man of suffering, familiar with pain.
他被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，常经忧患。
Yeah. You want to get this? Jesus did this for you.
我们耶稣他为我们做了这事。
Yeah. He suffered. He gave his life so that you.Could have forgiveness of sin.
他为我们受苦，他死了，可以让我们得到这样的救恩。
He was willing.
他是愿意的。
So as Christians, then, rather than focusing on outer appearances,
所以我们基督徒，我们不要把我们的心思放在这个外表。
Let's focus our thinking on being.Like Christ, self-sacrificing.
我们要把我们的思想要集中在我们要自我牺牲。
Be humble.
我们要谦卑。
Trust in God even when it's difficult.
我们要信靠神，即使是在非常艰难的困境当中。
Do the right thing and trust in God.
做正确的事，然后我们要信靠上帝。
Okay, finally, now Peter is going to address the husbands.
所以最后呢，这个使徒彼得呢，他要跟这些做丈夫的说了。
He says, "Husbands, in the same way."
所以他说你们做丈夫的，同样的。
Some translations say, "Husbands, likewise."
有些翻译呢是说你们做丈夫的也是一样。
So basically, now husbands, okay? If he's talking to you, he's saying, just like what I said to your wives, this also applies to you.
所以就像对这个做妻子所说的呢，其实也是可以应用在做丈夫的人身上。
Husbands, be considerate as you live with your wives. Treat them with respect as the weaker partner, physically weaker partner.
也要你们做丈夫的也要按情理和妻子同住，因她比你软弱。
They are heirs with you. You're going to inherit eternal life together.
他是与你一同承受生命之恩的。
So what God reveals to husbands is actually a very high calling.
所以对上帝对做丈夫的一个要求呢，其实是一个很高的呼召。
Here it comes, husbands. Are you ready?
这些在做丈夫的，你们准备好了吗
？The Bible says, "Husbands, love your wives." just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her.
你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
So for us husbands, that's a high calling. We have to really be willing to sacrifice for our wives.
所以对我们做丈夫的而言啊，这是很高的一个呼召，我们要准备为我们的妻子要舍命。
Okay, so in the Christian faith, God doesn't call the husband or the wife to be like the policeman of the other person.
啊，其实圣经并没有教导我们做丈夫或做妻子的来做一个警察。
Okay, I'm not the judge of my wife.
啊，我们不是啊，我妻子的一个法官。
Nor is my wife the judge of me.
我的妻子也不是啊，我的法官。
Who's the judge?
谁是这位法官呢
？Christ will judge perfectly.
是的，基督是这位法官，他会按公平正义来审判。
So what he's telling us here is, God sees your heart. He sees the hearts of husbands. He sees the hearts of wives.
啊，神看我们的内心，他知道我们做丈夫、做妻子的心。
How is your heart? Is your heart tender? Is it tender towards your spouse?
你的心是怎样的呢？你对你的配偶啊是软啊是温柔的吗
？Wives, are you willing to submit to your husbands even when they're difficult? Are you willing because you're trusting in God?
你们做妻子的。你愿意啊，即使是在困难的时候，因为信靠上帝而顺服吗
？Husbands, are you willing? Are you willing to sacrifice for your wives for their spiritual good?
啊，做丈夫的，你愿意为了你妻子属灵的好处而牺牲自己吗
？So I think this is one of the keys if you want to have a blessed, successful marriage.
所以啊，这是一个要点。如果你想要有一个成功。一个健壮的一个家庭。
Do your part and don't be looking to see if your spouse is doing their part. You just do your part 100% for the Lord.
所以啊，就是我们要尽我们自己的本分，而不是说看看我的配偶做的怎么样。
So the husband, you do your part.
所以做丈夫的，你要尽你的本分。
The wife, you do your part.
做妻子的，你要尽你的本分。
Trust the Lord for the blessing that will come.
你要信靠上帝啊，神的祝福就会临到。
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So the best attire, the best clothing, if you want to look beautiful, do the good works, do the gentle things that you see Jesus do.
所以啊，如果你要有一个好的装饰的话，就是做好事，就跟啊耶稣基督一样，他柔和谦卑。
Don't be overly concerned with your external looks. Work on your internal character.
不要对我们的外表啊太在意，我们要注意我们的啊内心。
So the title of this sermon is "The Source of True Beauty." Oh, one too many. Sorry, not yet. The Source of True Beauty.
所以啊，我们今天这个讲到的题目是真正美丽。的源头。
Okay, so whether you're a man or a woman,
不论是男是女。
Whether you're a husband or a wife,
不论你是做丈夫或者做妻子的。
Whether you're single or married,
啊，不论你是单身或者是你已经结了婚。
The source of your true beauty is your relationship, your faith in Jesus Christ.
我们那个真正美丽的源头呢，是我们与耶稣基督的关系。
And your faith is going to be demonstrated by what you do.
我们对耶稣基督的信心呢，是透过我们的行动向别人显现出来的。
That's why I say, preach Jesus. If necessary, use words.
这是为什么说传讲。耶稣如有必要才用言语。
Do what's right in according to God's word. Do what's right and trust God for the results.
所以我们要啊做对的事情，我们要信靠耶稣。
Blessings will come both now and eternal blessings.
祝福会临到，不仅是现今的祝福啊，来世的祝福也是会给我们的。
Okay, let me just close with a prayer.
让我们啊做一个祷告。
Heavenly Father,
爱我们的天父。
We are your children.
我们是你的子女。
You have given us your word as a guide for us.
你啊将你的话语给我们，引导我们。
You've given us your Holy Spirit.
你也赐给我们圣灵。
Lord.Work in our hearts, change us so that we are more thoughtful of our inner character than our outer appearance.
所以啊，在我们的心中做工，改变我们，让我们更注意我们内在的品格，而不是注重我们外表的美丽。
Help us to trust in your word.
让我们能够啊，信靠你的话语。
Help us not to be fooled by the culture.
让我们不要被这个社会被这个世界所愚弄。
Help us not to be misled by the devil.
让我们不要被撒旦魔鬼误导了。
You strengthen us, Lord, in our inner person. We ask in Christ's name.
你帮助我们，让我们内心更加的强壮。
Amen.
奉基督的名祷告。Amen.